Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Going beyond 60 minutes has not been kind to the Barracuda. They are now 1-1 in shootouts. They were 0-8 in overtimes, although they had a glorious look in that extra session, by far the best opportunity. 2-on-1, and Nathan Todd rung the iron, but the Barracuda fall here tonight by a final score 5-4 against the Abbotsford Canucks in the shootout. And for the Canucks, back-to-back wins in the shootout, and they have won three straight. Linus Karlsson, the former Shark draft pick, gets the shootout winner in both of Abbotsford's last two wins. And with the loss, the Cougars are now 17-24, 8-1 on the season. They do earn a point, and points are of the premium, especially because Henderson lost 4-0 tonight against the Colorado Eagles. So the Barracuda are now 7 points behind Henderson for the final playoff spot in the division. The Abbotsford Canucks have won three in a row. They are 26-17, 3-2, and up to 57 points on the year. Came into the night a point behind the Calgary Wranglers. Wranglers did, 3 points behind. Calgary did win, so that'll stay put in the Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. The Canucks got the game's first goal at 5:26. Cole McWard snapped one under the right arm of Georgi Romanov to give Abbotsford a 1-0 lead. Time of that goal at 5:26 from Gat Combe and Ratu. But the Canucks would take back-to-back minor penalties on the same shift, leading to a 5-on-3 power play for the Barracuda. And on the ensuing advantage at 10:14, Nathan Todd would hand the pass off to Thomas Bordeleau, and Bordeleau would rip home his 10th of the year to tie the score up at 1-1 in the first.
Could have settled it back down. McDonald crisscrosses with Bordeleau. Now for Todd, leads the team with 5 power play goals, does Nathan Todd, and he'll work his way back up towards the point. Past the halfway mark of the period. Here's a one-timer, Bordeleau, he scores! To his strong side, and he got to the right dot and he punched it home, and we're tied at 1-1.
Thomas Bordeleau is 10th of the season from Nathan Todd and Jacob McDonald, and we are all tied up at 1-1. About 4-plus minutes later, the Cuda, they weren't done. They take their first lead. Tanner Kaspik would pull the puck off the pad of Abbotsford's netminder, and he'd backhand it home for his 5th of the season to give the Barracuda a 2-1 lead in the first. Time of that goal at 14:41. Tanner Kaspik from Anthony Vincent and Jordan Bellerive.
Towards the net, drifts into the corner. Bellerive picks it up, pulls up, scooped up by Vincent, slung on net, rebound, they score! It comes off the pad of Tolopilo and backhanded home by Tanner Kaspik, and the Barracuda have a 2-1 lead.
So, Drew, after a slow start for the Barracuda, they found their legs with those two penalties taken by the Canucks, and they really took over the game in that second half of that first period, and they scored two unanswered to take a 2-1 lead.
That second goal I really liked because, well, the first goal, it got them going. It settled them down because there wasn't a lot of polish on their game to start things off. That second goal was a good, hard forechecking goal and good work in front, which was kind of a theme tonight when we watched the Cuda when they were able to score goals.
It was a tight checking game throughout. These teams are just very evenly matched.
Yep.
It's three games now, all decided by a single goal. And right after that goal by Tanner Kaspik, the Canucks would wait less than 30 seconds to tie up the score as Pod Colson would get a brilliant feed from John Stevens, and he'd rip it home for his 15th of the year. And then the Canucks, late in that first, would go on to their first power play. And on the power play, Jacob Peterson would stand up on that defensive blue line, steal the puck away as he batted it out of midair, rush it up the left wing side, and feed it back post to Anthony Vincent, who put it home for his second in his last three games, second of his AHL career, and for the Cuda, their first shorthanded goal since November 12th, just their third of the season, as the Cuda back up by one late in the first. Nielsen works over the red line.
Stick again.
Jacob Peterson picked it off, and now he'll work his way up the left wing side. Peterson, far side! They score! It's a shorthanded goal for Anthony Vincent. He's got his second of the season, his second in his last three games, and the Barracuda are back up by one. Anthony Vincent, just a worker bee, cashes in shorthanded goal. Barracuda take their lead back late in the first.
Yeah, you know, Peterson makes such a good play on that because, as we talked about, as he's entering the zone, he's already looked across. He knows that Vincent's rolling towards the net, but he's got to buy a little bit of time. So he buys some time, draws the defenseman to him, pass across. Beautiful job by Vincent. Get a stick on that. And I thought they were off to the races after that, Nick. I thought, boy, that's a good-looking goal. They've got one on the power play. They've got one 5-on-5. They got one on the shorthanded, and they were looking good then.
Yeah, those late goals in periods, they make big differences in hockey games, and you're exactly right. I thought the Barracuda, after that point, would roll with it. Unfortunately, they wouldn't score again until the third period. The Canucks would get the only goal of the second. They had multiple chances, probably could have taken multiple leads in the second period. They tied the score up early in the second on the power play. It snapped an 0-for-19 drought on the man advantage. John Stevens, who was outstanding tonight for the Abbotsford Canucks, would score 3:32. But again, it could have been a much, much worse in that second period. Georgi Romanov was absolutely outstanding in the second, made multiple saves. You counted five big-time grade-A denials, including this sequence where he made not one, but two saves. Lays it back, and it's skated up the near wing by Waters. Clamped by Pooley. Waters comes out with it, hands off. Far side blocker, stop Romanov. A point-blank denial on John Stevens.
Beautiful save.
Romanov has made a couple of 10 bellers in this second period. A brilliant blocker save, moving from his left to his right. Now Podkolzin loads up, but fanned on it. Thrown back on net, a glove save, and a beauty on Chase Waters. You have got to be kidding me, Georgi Romanov.
Wow.
Wow was right, yeah. Drew. He was absolutely outstanding in that second period. When a goalie gives up four goals, you probably don't think he had his best night, but he gave his team more than enough to win tonight.
Absolutely. And that last glove save, that wild glove save was outstanding. And he made, on that penalty kill, he made three dynamite saves that should have been goals. Yeah, Romanov was not the issue tonight. He was really, really strong.
Unfortunately, his winning streak comes to an end at two games. Did earn a point tonight. We'd go to the third period. Game up for grabs, tied at 3-3. And the Abbotsford Canucks would take their lead back at 7:46. As Filip Johansson would rip one off the pipe during a delayed penalty. Gatcombe and Ratu in on the assist. Those two were in on the first goal of the game back in the opening period. So the Barracuda playing from behind in the third and final period. Did they have enough in them to tie the score up? They went to a familiar face to the Abbotsford Canucks, Jack Stanika, to answer the bell. Stanika couldn't reel that puck in.
Cardwell's in the slot on the forehand. Just fire it.
There's a shot on net, a scrambly play in front. It's bouncing around. They score! A spinning puck with English behind it had just enough juice to get beyond the goal line, and the former Canuck, Jack Stanika, has goals in back-to-back games, and we are tied at four aside, Drew. It wasn't pretty, but it sure was effective. Barracuda find a way. They bear down in the third. Kind of a weird, wonky play. Yep. Stanika whacked it out of the air twice. The second attempt just rolls past the goal line, and the Barracuda find a way to tie it up.
Yeah, it says a lot of, like, the Barracuda, what we've seen from them this year, they have become a resilient group, a group that continues to play. I did like the push and the energy they had at the end. When they were down, they really started to move their feet. They really started to create some offensive momentum. They got pucks behind the D. They started to get that forecheck going, which was really effective. And Jack, as you said, Stanika had a little extra step on to today and made it work.
Stanika goals in back-to-back games is fourth in the Cuda sweater, fifth on the season for Stanika. Time of the equalizer at 12:36. No more goals in regulation, so we'd go to overtime for the Canucks. Back-to-back games in which they go to the extra session for the Cuda. Unfortunately, OTs have been a struggle to say the least. 0-8 coming into tonight, but they had the best chance in overtime after a giveaway by the Abbotsford Canucks would lead to a 2-on-1. Radim Shimek and Nathan Todd. As Todd, oh so close to winning it, would ring it off the crossbar. Four. Kristen Nielsen, right wing side for Sheldon Dries. Left for Nielsen. Nielsen working down the wing, opens up, tried to go back over to Dries, never got to him. Reeled back in by Nielsen. Far side, he had Johansson, but it was a little bit strong. That motion can get the defenders caught a little bit. That's exactly what just occurred. Now a giveaway by the Canucks. Here's a chance for Shimek, waiting for Todd. One-timer, and put it off the crossbar.
What a nice play by Shimek to wait.
Well, it's a game of inches, Drew, and unfortunately, Lady Luck was not on the Barracuda's side in overtime. They hit a couple of pipes, one late in the third, Cardwell, and then Todd in the extra session. That puck is an inch farther down. It's a Barracuda win.
It's a Barracuda win, and it was a really good play by Shimek, and Todd did everything right, except he just couldn't get it underneath the bar. But I thought that was it. That was over.
It was over because we'd go to a shootout, and in the shootout, the Barracuda would go 0-for-3. Abbotsford would miss on its first two chances, but Linus Karlsson in the bottom of the third would score over the catching mitt of Georgi Romanov as the Abbotsford Canucks pick up the victory, their third straight, 18th of the year. Barracuda fall to Abbotsford here tonight. They do earn a point. Henderson lost, so the Cuda are within 7 points for the final playoff spot in the Pacific Division. Cuda finished the game 1-for-3 on the power play. Canucks go 1-for-3 as well. Barracuda did score a shorthanded goal. Let's go over our three stars tonight. John Stevens is our number three star. Brilliant setup feed on the putt, Colson goal, and then he'd score on the power play in that second period, the lone goal of the second period. Stevens, the veteran forward, ends up finishing his night. Goal, an assist, plus one rating, and four shots on net. Anthony Vincent, our number two star, first multi-point game of his career. He's now played three games since missing a couple of months with that collarbone injury. He's got 3 points, two goals, and an assist. Had a goal and an assist tonight, and of course brought that energy as well. Did Anthony Vincent, plus two rating, two shots on net. And the number one star, Linus Karlsson, quiet but did win it in overtime. They give him the number one star here tonight for the Abbotsford Canucks, who find a way to pick up a road victory. Barracuda, valiant effort here tonight, Drew, but sometimes things just don't quite go your way. That's the game as we know it and the game we love, but unfortunately, Barracuda on the short side of the stick, if you will.
But a very entertaining game. It was a lot of fun to do this game again with you, Nicky. It was a good. You're seeing some good things, and you're seeing the progress of the Barracuda, but you just got to now get that next one, right? That's what we talked about. Find a way to get the next one.
Final shots, 44-32 in favor of the Barracuda. Winning goaltender for the Abbotsford Canucks is Nikita Tolopilo. He is now 2-0 against the Barracuda on the season. He's won three straight. We will likely see Artur Seelofs tomorrow in a back-to-back. Seelofs, pretty good goaltender in his own right, but Tolopilo now up to 12 wins, 7 losses. Losing goaltender in the shootout, Georgi Romanov. He is 6-6-5 now on the year. Again, Romanov, very good tonight. Just comes up a bit short. Game length tonight, 2 hours 35 minutes, 1,660 sought here on Military Appreciation Night. Barracuda will look to rebound tomorrow. That's an early start. We'll be on the air at 1:30. Drew's doing double duty tomorrow. The Iron Man of the organization. He'll have the Sharks game at night as they take on the Nashville Predators. Looking forward to tomorrow's game. Hopefully we get as an exciting of a game as we saw here today.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting because you don't, as you said, don't have time to rest. That much time to rest, you got to get as much rest and nourishment as you can and then bring the energy. I think early you'll see a ton of energy, and then after that it'll slow down.
Got a little broom ball on the ice post game. I don't think I've ever played broom ball. It looks pretty fun.
Big Canadian.
It's a little
sport.
Dangerous, though. as folks don't have much in the way of equipment. They've got the Wayne Gretzky helmets, though.
Yeah.
So that'll secure any sort of head injuries. Good game tonight. Barracuda will have to turn around, have a short memory. They do earn a .54 overtime loss in the hands of the Abbotsford Canucks. For Drew Amendum, I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanking you for watching and listening. We certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us in less than 24 hours. We'll be right back in the booth tomorrow with our 1:30 pregame and a 2 o'clock puck drop between these same two teams. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.